Modern life teaches us to avoid pain at all costs. But without suffering, nothing truly great is accomplished. That's a hard truth, but one that two children from Fatima lived with heroic love. Stay tuned to hear their reflection.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's reflection may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And if you haven't yet downloaded our new ebook on indulgences, you will find a link in the description below. It will be available until the end of Lent. Today we celebrate the feast of Saints Francisco and Jancita Marto, two of the three seers of Our Lady of Fatima, and the youngest non-martyrs ever to be beatified. In honor of their feast day, I want to share a striking reflection by Professor Plinio Correa de Oliveira. As you'll hear, it sheds a powerful light on why suffering is not accidental to our faith, but essential to it, and why this truth is especially relevant as we make our way through Lent. Listen to this. As we know, of the three seers of Fatima, two died by the design and foreknowledge of Our Lady, and Lucia remained, who received further revelations. As for the reason why Our Lady wanted Jancita and Francisco to die, it is quite evident, as they themselves declared it. People were needed who would suffer, that is, victims who would unite to the whole mystery of Fatima and to all the fruitfulness that Our Lady desired in the supernatural order of the events of Fatima, their pain and the very painful sacrifice of their lives. Both died in extraordinarily difficult circumstances and suffered greatly. The professor elaborates. This is because all the great works of God are accomplished with the participation of men when it comes to the salvation of other men, and in general, with souls who have struggled, who have suffered, and who have prayed so that that work might truly be carried out. In other words, the participation of human suffering is always necessary, and without human suffering, nothing great is accomplished. This is especially striking with regard to Fatima. It is a direct intervention of Our Lady. This apparition is attested by stupendous miracles, such as the rotation of the sun, witnessed so many times and over such great distances. It is one of the most important messages, perhaps the most important, that Our Lady has given throughout all of history. And yet, even here, the Mother of God desired the sacrifice of two souls who would offer their lives so that the entire plan of Providence might bear fruit. From this, we can clearly understand how this apostolate of suffering is truly irreplaceable and how it is what truly opens paths for the Church. I'd like to pause here for a moment. This, dear friends, is one of our missions here at Following Padre Pio, to create content that doesn't just inform, but forms, that offers this kind of deep, countercultural spiritual guidance to help souls carry their crosses with faith. This reflection on suffering isn't a standalone topic. It's the bedrock of a truly Catholic life. And carrying this truth forward is the goal of our work here. But this work continues only because some choose to carry it faithfully over time. That's why I urge you to join our Protected Children of Padre Pio program, not simply as supporters, but as participants in this apostolate, helping ensure this content remains available for those who may be searching. In gratitude, we spiritually carry you with us through regular holy masses offered for your intentions, a personalized certificate, a blessed image of Padre Pio, his favorite prayer booklet, and access to resources meant to deepen your interior life and trust in God. You will find a link in the description below. The professor then draws our attention to a memorable anecdote that makes his point even clearer. He says, "There was a German painter who once painted our Lord as the Good Shepherd knocking at the door of a house. Someone remarked to him, 'Sir, you made a mistake. This door has no handle.' He replied, 'That's true, but this is not a mistake. This door symbolizes the human heart. Our Lord knocks, but there is no handle on the outside, only on the inside.' The way to make souls open themselves is precisely through prayer and sacrifice. It is through pain that we find life, lovingly carrying the cross of our Lord, understanding that it is normal to suffer, and that a person is great only to the extent that he suffers. Those who bear great sufferings for the love of God are the only true great men in history. It is in this measure that one is truly faithful to our Lord and ends up becoming a great man. The decisive people in history are those who knew how to suffer everything. Of course, this suffering is not merely passive, allowing blows to fall upon one's head, but an active suffering, taking initiative in the struggle, facing opposition, accepting difficult and humiliating situations. All of this is suffering, and suffering par excellence. But one must know how to suffer. This is why the sacrifice of Jancita and Francisco strikes at the heart of the modern myth of the happy ending. The illusion that a good life is one without crosses, without pain, without sacrifice. It is precisely the opposite. A life without crosses is a life worth nothing. St. Louis de Montfort even says that when a person does not suffer, he should ask for crosses, naturally with proper discernment, for a person who has no sufferings, to whom God has sent no sufferings, should be suspicious of his eternal salvation. We should ask the Marto siblings to intercede with Our Lady of Fatima so that we may receive this sense of suffering, so indispensable if a Catholic is to be truly generous, faithful, and fruitful. May this truth be deeply engraved in our souls." And with that, we conclude today's reflection. As we enter Lent, this reflection confronts us with a simple but uncomfortable question. Are we avoiding crosses? Perhaps this is the nudge we need, to accept that difficulty we've been resenting, to add a small but concrete sacrifice to our prayers for a specific intention, or simply to stop avoiding the daily inconveniences and frustrations that Providence allows us. Our patient offered sufferings are not wasted. In God's mysterious design, they are essential. They are the hidden handle that can open our hearts, beginning with our own. Let us ask Saints Francisco and Jancito Marto to intercede for us, that we may carry our Lenten cross not with complaint, but with the same generous and loving heart that made them so dear to Our Lady. Wishing you a blessed feast day and a fruitful continuation of your Lenten journey.